of the cool things about being the host of this show is that I get to invite on the air whomever I want. So I have reached out to my husband, Brad Bednar, and we have launched a new feature called Date Nights.
You know, Aaron, the past 2 weeks you were really flattering to me in the introduction, and now it's just my husband, and pretty soon it's going to be...
My lovely, loving, wonderful, amazing, punctual husband.
It means less whenever I have to pull it out of you, you know?
Yeah, see, that's why I didn't say anything. Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. Tired. I'm still on West Coast time,
but
the good news is I'm going back, so...
Oh, that's good,
You never leave.
Awesome. So Date Night, for those of you just joining us, is a feature in which we go out on dates and we talk about it.
Right. You know, like all married couples should do.
Exactly.
Go on dates and then brag about it over
Have a local news show and talk about it on the air.
It's a very narrow sample size that can relate to this, but it's good. We made the most of the weekend, which was nice.
We did, yeah. We went to Raleigh Little Theater Raleigh, which is a little theater.
Raleigh.
A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which is playing, I think, through the beginning of September.
September 1st,
opened.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic show.
I have so many things I want to talk to you about this. I don't even know where to begin. I'll start with, the most recent discovery. I wanted to look up when the show is playing, so I Googled a Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, and it auto-completes to A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Marriage.
Aw. That is a very, very different
or remarkably similar
show.
Yeah,
one or the other.
So the other thing I wanted to do because...
Is there actually something called A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Marriage that also exists and then this other thing
No, it's just thousands of people grossly over or underestimate what this show is going to be about.
I was in, when I was in high school, I was in Little Shop of Horrors.
Right.
And my family, because they're super supportive and they all lived in the area, came out to see me. And afterwards, my great uncle was very, very excited and relieved because the show was good and it was also Little Shop of Horrors. So, you know,
it's this
fun musical. He went into it thinking, for whatever reason, because he had heard something incorrectly. So he went into it thinking that it was a very somber drama called The Horrors of Skid Row.
Oh, okay.
So he was very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah,
and
that's
it turned
like
out to be something very different from that.
Yeah. So to set this up, because I want to ask this question of you.
Okay, yeah.
It's a question you ask everybody when they talk about plays or shows they're in. So to set this up, not to spoil anything, because everybody should go see it. There's a guy, he's the lead character. His name is Monty Navarro Dicequith, and he is ninth in line to become the Earl of Highhurst. And it's a very Monty Python-y, British, dark comedy that goes exactly the way you'd expect.
Yes.
Or does it?
Dun, dun. But it kind of does.
But it does, yeah. So it's a great show. It's fantastic. Everybody's super talented. I'm not going to ask you what your favorite thing is, Aaron, because everybody always gets asked that question. So what's your second favorite thing about that show? Yeah.
In the second act, there is the I Want to Marry You song.
Oh, crap. That's my second favorite
thing. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
The I Want to Marry You song, which is this great back and forth between three characters. It's a love triangle between Monty and his two love interests. And there's this back and forth where doors are slamming and opening up. It's like a great British farce. And they're singing at super high speeds while simultaneously doing this delicate dance with the doors, and I love
it. I knew you were gonna say that. I'm gonna say exactly the same thing, just because I love really good blocking. I think the best part comes near the end, but the second best part is right there, after you come back from intermission with a beer or snacks.
Yep. Awesome. So we went to Raleigh Little Theater to see this play, which, by the way, you should see. You've still got plenty of time. Tickets, I think, are still available.
I'm sure.
A couple here and there. So get online and see it. And this came to DPAC a couple of years ago, and I had missed it then. You saw it, and all of our friends
Everybody
saw it.
Everybody on
loved
that road
it.
Trip got to see. We had to come back early from our trip to Disney.
Because everyone but me had tickets to Gentleman's Guide.
So in my defense, I have season tickets for DPAC, which are Wednesday nights, and I moved it from Wednesday to Saturday so as to not impact our trip too terribly much.
Yes.
But as it turns
out,
very
magnanimous.
Thank you. Second week in a row.
Yeah.
everybody else in the car also had tickets, and we kindly waved goodbye to Aaron, who made sure we got home on time.
Dropped them off at DPAC and then went home and slept, if I remember right, because I had just driven for 9 hours from Florida. So we went to the Royal Little Theater. We saw this play, musical, and we decided there were three three of us. Right. So it was you and me and our friend Kristen. We kind of made a date out of it,
which was
kind of our want when we go to see a show at like Deepak or Raleigh or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like we make an evening out of it. You go to dinner, you maybe have a drink somewhere, and you go to see the show. So what is your philosophy for a theater date night?
Yeah, I think if you're going out to dinner before you see a show, it should thematically relate to what you're doing.
Yes.
So like a couple that you and I have done, we went to see Evita.
This was our first
theater date. This is our very first theater date. Yeah. So we went to Evita. And before that, in downtown Durham, it's now Copa has taken over the space, but it used to be a restaurant called Revolution.
Revolution.
Which I thought was clever and appropriate. And then the only other one that I can really remember is whenever you and I went to see the Book of Mormon.
Right. Which was our second theater date.
Which was our second theater date. And then they all kind of blend together because you get comfortable with somebody and you forget these important moments.
But we went to Dos Perros, right? I can never remember what your rationale is for
You're going to roll your eyes, and I apologize for the listening audience having to hear this. We went to Dos Perros because there's two dogs, and Mormons travel in twos.
Ah, yes, that's right.
There's two of them, I think, is what I told you gleefully whenever you asked me the first time about this. And then I had to explain.
Yeah, there's a reason why I keep forgetting
the rationale. It's unmemorable. Yeah. But we didn't do that this time. We went to kind of the last 18 restaurant that I had to check out, which was Cantina 18 in Cameron Village. But I've got an answer for the thematic one that's also nearby in Cameron Village.
Because Cameron Village is a great place to go if you're going to Raleigh Little Theater, because you can park, eat, and then walk if you want to.
Or if you're not allowed to do that, you can park at the Raleigh Little Theater and walk to
the
Cameron
other way,
Village and then
right,
walk
and then
back.
Walk
yeah,
back.
Yeah, we did the one that's allowed. You know, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. You do have to walk up a little bit of a hill, I will say.
Kristen and I found out.
You go up a hill, it crests, and then it comes down again, and it turns out it works the same way in reverse.
Yeah, but it's Raleigh, so you kind of expect that.
Raleigh.
But there's a lot of. I'm choosing not to acknowledge that more than the point
you
of look.
Did with the pause. Yeah, that's all I wanted.
Yeah, but around the corner there's SoCal, which is in the fancy apartment building down the hill that has lots of small plates. And if you're watching a farcical British drama about someone who wants to be the first in line to be Earl of Highhurst instead of ninth, having a bunch of plates you share with people.
Just nosh on a little nibble.
It's probably appropriate. Yeah, I think about this a lot. I probably spend more time thinking about where to eat before shows than I do going to see the show because I trust the performers. Like, they got cast, they put all the effort in, they're going to be great. Dinner's all on me.
Yeah.
That's what I get to contribute to the 100% the date. Yeah.
So when you're going somewhere and this is like a theatrical date night, you're kind of thinking about the location, but it's really more about what it is that you're going to see.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like for example, like, if I'm going to an 8 o'clock show with you during the week, I've got to get somewhere quick because we've got a narrow time window. But I usually want to walk.
Or at that point, we're going after.
Right, yeah. But I like walking. I feel like that's part of the theater experience. Park somewhere, enjoy the downtown area around where you are. So if we're going to, Playmakers, we're eating on Franklin Street. Usually after, and the theme is what is open after the show.
Because if we're
done.
Going after, we're going to Playmakers, we're eating after, which means we usually end up at Topo, right? Or a Carolina Coffee Shop, one or the other.
One or the other.
Yeah. Both are fantastic.
Yeah, and Topo surprised me. I think I had the best pizza on Franklin Street at Topo overnight when they switch over to their bar menu on this little 3x5 card that says check boxes.
And let's pause and reflect what you just said. Yeah. Top of the Hill may have the best pizza on Franklin Street. There are 493 pizza restaurants on Franklin Street right now. Yeah. We checked.
Yeah, and if there were 494, because Peppers would still be open, I'd have a distant answer.
Oh, my God, with the Peppers.
Surprising, right? But I have not had a pizza that tops it, in a long time.
Yeah. And it is really good. It's like flatbread pizza. Pick your toppings. We make it. We give it to you. It's so simple, and it's fantastic.
And I've never seen that little menu again. I feel like it was a fever dream after a Playmaker show.
You've got to go on... You got to go late at night, right?
Right,
It's their late night menu. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah,
so,
what about you? What do you think?
I like the idea of thematic dinners based on the show that you're going to see. Very much like previous weeks, I do not think that much
ahead.
I don't put as much thought into it. I'm thinking, okay, we're going to see a show at DPAC. Right. We're going to see a show at Playmakers, Raleigh Little Theater, Cat's Cradle, wherever. Where can we go and park and eat and walk and then go back to the car, and it's all just one really close place? So if we're going to Cat's Cradle, my first thought is Oakleaf, which is right next door, and it's a fantastic restaurant. But it's Carrboro. It's fantastic. So there's, I mean, there's what, five different restaurants?
Yeah, I was going to say Vecino, like if we're going to
Vecino's
Cat's Cradle.
Vecino's right there. Hickory Tavern's there. Right. Yeah, there's a couple of
Acme.
Acme.
Acme Spot a Dog.
Yeah, the pizza place. It's not Alfredo's.
Amante.
Amante. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like it's not Alfredo's. That's in University Place. Amante, right? And they're all right there. Yeah. But yeah, Oakleaf or Vecino, I think, are the top two choices there, depending on what you want. And if it's DPAC, kind of the same thing. Like there's 50 restaurants within walking distance, so you just pick whatever you want that night.
And sometimes it's just like, I haven't been to Nana Steak in a long time.
Exactly.
I'll make up a theme later when Aaron quizzes me on it.
The theme is Nana Steak.
The theme is delicious, which is what the comedy was.
Very much like the play.
There you go.
Awesome. And that is date night for this evening. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Hubso.